Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 9th. From Isaiah 3 through 5, points of no return. I'm trying hard not to highlight the obvious parallels between the description Isaiah paints of his day and ours, but sometimes a guy just can't help himself. The likeness is almost spooky, as in, how did Isaiah know what goes on every day in America? Fashion, wealth, party animals, natural calamities, religious rot, media, leadership, you name it, Isaiah spoke to it. Judah was being whacked and racked by trouble after trouble. Hostile nations were invading the land by invitation of God. See the end of chapter 5. Natural calamities like drought, famine, and pestilence came roaring in. Leadership had failed. People were driven by their passion for things and pleasure. Yet in the midst of disaster, the people just did not see that their personal choice of behavior was the cause of their misery. Does that sound familiar? The sad truth was that Judah had abandoned the God who had given it life. That's where misery always begins. The Israelites thought that they were still God's special people, impervious to his anger. They had his temple. They had his laws. They had their promises from God. But their lives showed anything but loyalty to the one who had been utterly loyal to them. They preferred parties to purity, sensual pleasure to the exclusion of sense. The poor were oppressed by the rich. People got their way in the courts not by the rightness of their cause, but by their connections to crooked judges. Every one of the behaviors had its root in idolatry. As Romans 1:28 warns us, since they, not Israel in particular, but mankind in general, did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. That's always been the pattern. Second, Isaiah was calling to those who did still listen to the God of their fathers to keep listening. He will never abandon those who remain tender to the soul weavings of his spirit, even if the world around them seems to be spinning out of control. So keep listening, and we'll be back tomorrow.